Radio Northampton.
Now, on Monday of next week, it's going to be back. Yes, I don't mean just leap year and the 29th of February. I mean BBC One's Air Hunters series. It's been going for a long time, and it's been finding fortunes, small and large, for people that sometimes had no idea whatsoever was going on in their interest. Daniel Curran is from an organisation called Finders International. They do the work for Air Hunters on the TV show. And also, from here in Northamptonshire, I've got David Milne, who was a beneficiary of Finders International and the TV series, which you'll be able to see very soon, in fact, in March of this year, from Air Hunters when it goes out on BBC One. Good afternoon to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Daniel, start this off for me. What is Finders International?
Okay, well, we're an organisation that works primarily with lawyers, but often with councils, hospitals, coroners, that sort of thing, in a situation typically where someone has passed away without any known next of kin. So they'll come to us and say, well, look, we don't know what to do. There's no family, there's no relatives. We've got either a small estate, a sum of money, or a big house somewhere. You know, it could be anything. And they just want to find who the entitled relatives are. So then it's our job to go off and see if we can find someone to come forward, have a solicitor appointed, and then work on gathering in the estate.
What if there is nobody? I mean, you'll do the detective work, mm-hmm. but you can only go so far. What happens in the case of somebody who perhaps dies intestate? They don't leave a will. There aren't any relatives and so on. There is no issue on the face of it. What would ordinarily happen?
Well, I think the thing that you learn in this job, that everyone's next of kin is the Queen, which except if you're in Lancashire or Cornwall, where your next of kin is Prince Charles. So this is something that happens if the most remote next of kin you can find in England and Wales is described as descendants of half-blood uncles and aunts. So if they've all died out, or there weren't any, then it benefits the crown, unfortunately or fortunately, if whatever your view is.
And do you have any idea as to how well the crown does in any given year?
Yes, I think they get about £18 million.
18?
Yes.
That's a tidy sum of money.
Yes.
With your organisation and Air Hunters as a TV series, you very much succeeded in bringing up the issue of trying to find people who mm-hmm. have perhaps got relatives they didn't know about, or certainly stories that nobody knew about. Mm-hmm. That must be all the product of some pretty, well, detailed detective work.
Yes, I mean, you obviously start with the basics, the known facts, the vital records, as they're called, birth, marriage and death. And to build up a family tree is often the part of the work. But that's combined with, we at Finders, we have a team of researchers around the UK who are regional, mostly retired police officers, and they'll help us with the on-the-ground detective work. It's amazing how often even the records we were talking about earlier, actually, the online records especially, have a lot of transcription errors. So if you're relying solely on the computer, you can go wrong. Mm. So we often dispatch one of our researchers locally to go and knock on doors and ask questions, and that can crack the case.
That can also be quite difficult, I would guess. If you start muddying the water of people's pasts, mm-hmm. do you find a fair number of doors get slammed in your face as well? I mean, it must be really hard.
Yeah, I mean, that they obviously, being retired police officers, they're used to this kind of house-to-house inquiry.
Foot in the door first.
Yeah, and people are amazingly helpful. I mean, neighbours, once you establish your credentials and say who you're working for, they carry ID with them and everything else. Mm. But they might be redirected to someone like the local pub or the chippy, you know, someone who might remember this person and what their habits were, or maybe who their family could have been.
Let's find out a little bit about one particular story which does have its origins here in Northamptonshire. David Milne is alongside Daniel. David, from Crick, now you have been through the process. You're going to be appearing on the series for Air Hunters.
So yes, this is true.
How did all of this happen? What was your story?
My story, initially a letter from Finders saying, you may inherit some money, sign here and we'll come back to you in due course.
What was your first reaction when you got that letter? Because it sounds like a PPI invitation.
It sounded very much like that, and I must admit, wife and I had a look, and we checked the company on Company's House, and we did quite a bit of research and came to the conclusion it appeared to be genuine. We signed the paperwork off and promptly forgot it for the next 12 months.
And then what happened?
Got a letter through saying that the... what's her name?
From the solicitors concerned,
yeah, the solicitors concerned, Charles, that saying that this is the estate, and basically here's the check.
In terms of your involvement in that case, you didn't have to do anything.
I didn't do anything. No. Well, finders did all the work.
So what did you find out about your family in that case?
Well, I discovered that my maternal grandfather, who I thought was Irish, because his surname was McQuillan, was actually a Durham miner.
And he
and
went
a footballer too. Yeah. Yes, he played. He played, I think, about 15 appearances for Hull City.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So he's got a pedigree in that course.
He had. I played football, but that was about all. My grandmother rarely ever talked about him.
And had you done ever any genealogical work?
None at all, your family. It's not something I'd ever really thought about or got involved in, to be honest.
David is obviously a case where you've approached him to say, "Look, we think we can do something for you."
Yep.
As he himself said, they signed the paperwork, they said, all right, off you go. It then falls entirely to you to do all the legwork in that case.
Yeah, I mean, we're normally the point of contacting heirs, there's a long way to go. So during that time, if we find a will that disinherits everyone, we don't get paid and they don't get paid. And if the estate proves to be insolvent, then again, we get nothing and they get nothing. So it's a win some, lose some business. On this one, we found that David was one of about 29 heirs in the end, and it was a huge family tree, a sort of roll of wallpaper job, this one. it was nice to be able to send out... We send out family trees at the end to the beneficiaries as well.
That's a nice bonus as well.
Well, exactly. I mean, the typical phrase, the phrase we hear a lot is, you know, it was nice to have the money, but the family tree was priceless.
Well, I was going to ask that. I mean, David, I'm not going to ask you exactly how much you pocketed and how much came out of this, because that'll come out of the TV show. We don't need to do that right now. But what is more important to you? Is it perhaps closing some of the gaps in your understanding of your family, or the fact that, yes, there was some value in having finders on board through Air Hunters?
Oh, definitely was. It was it was interesting to find out something which my family never talked about, because I think my John had obviously departed from my grandmother at some point, and I think it just wasn't discussed after that.
Well, that's the other
thing.
And
this is quite often the case. And if it's not discussed, you suppose you're not interested.
And you're perhaps not meant to know certain aspects of family
life. Well, yes, I still don't know what happened between John McQuillan and my grandmother Edith.
So are you going to find out? Are you going to plug the gaps yourself?
Well, there's nobody left to ask.
A bit of detective work still to be done then?
Yes, there will be, yes.
I won't ask you how much came out of the inheritance for you, but do you have a 70-foot yacht currently moored in Monaco?
No.
Thought that would be the case. I mean, David's story, is that a reasonably representative one for what you as an organisation and Air Hunters as a TV series? Is that the usual kind of thing that you turn up, or do you find some weird ones every once in a while?
There are certainly a lot of weird cases that come up. The case of Doreen's story is probably one that is more typical in terms of the number of heirs and the amounts of money and the sort of mixture of research that goes on. But we've had many. There's others in the series where you have one particular guy on a case that's coming up is a sole heir to a large sum of money, about 250,000, and that's very rare. And he spent his life in a tower block in West London, council flat. Didn't even know that his dad had passed away, let alone he had a cousin.
No, really?
And he was the sole... Yeah, I had to tell him his father had died, which was... It led to a very emotional time.
Yeah.
And going beyond that, we've now found his estranged daughter... And they're going to meet up in a couple of weeks' time.
So there's the son that doesn't know the father has died. There's a daughter who is estranged from the son and presumably the parents as well.
Yes.
So this is a three-way bringing together of all kinds of threads. And, of course, there is an inheritance there as well.
Well, on top of that, because he's the sole heir, we were able to clear the deceased house and send him a huge box of photographs. And then on top of that, a good friend of the deceased got in touch with us and she said... can I meet this guy? You know, can I tell him who's in the photograph? So they went up to the flat and they went, spent an afternoon going through the photograph saying, this is your grandfather, this is your great-grandfather. And he was completely, you can imagine, shattered by the end of it, you know, in a good way. He was very emotional and very, but delighted to have this connection that he never knew he had.
Air Hunters has been on screen, what is this, the 9th series, I think?
This is series 10 coming up.
We've had 9 out already, so this is 10 that's going to start on Monday of next week.
Yeah.
You could say, well, you've had 9 series, the 10th is now in the can and it's ready to go out. Mm-hmm. There must be an awful lot of people who don't have their affairs in order when actually they come to meet their maker. There's got to be some advice that comes out of this for all of us, which is think forward, think about family.
Yes, exactly. And I think one of the things that even I did myself, my mother was going through the family tree because I've never done my own as a busman's holiday.
Really?
So, yeah. So I found out that my own grandfather, my great-grandfather was died in 1914, the same year that my grandfather was born, so he never met his son. Died in the First World War. So I think in every family there's some interesting stories. It's actually more uncommon to find a family with no fascinating aspects to it.
And I suppose from a television point of view as well, I mean, clearly you're interested in stories that would touch the heart, and we will find out next month how far it touches the heart of David and the family with all the work that Finders have been doing through Air Hunters. There must be a side to this that is, well, on occasions quite glamorous, because people travel, they travel the world, people may well have been separated because of the Second World War, whatever. Some people may have passed relatively recently. Do you always have your passport in your pocket just in case somebody says you're on a plane to Bermuda?
Well, it's some of the cases we do have to explore personally. The researchers will go out or will... It's one advantage of the internet and email and everything else is that the world is more contactable from your base. But yeah, we do have specialist researchers in other countries, and we do still even now have to go out to these places from time to time.
Final question falls to David from Crick, who's a beneficiary of Finders International, a beneficiary of an inheritance that you didn't know you were going to be receiving, and you're going to be appearing on television. Have you made a will?
Oh, long time ago.
Have you kept it up to date?
Pretty much. Might have to change the hymns, I'm not quite sure.
Well, that's the detail, that's the nip and tuck, and that's perfectly okay. Nearer my God to thee may well be in there before too much longer. Fascinating story. If you get the chance to plug some of those family gaps, whether there are people around or not, then clearly you'll have perhaps do a bit of detective work. Fascinating to hear about the work of Finders International. Air Hunters is going to be back on the BBC Series 10. It starts next week, Monday in particular. And if you have a look out on the 14th of March on BBC One, David Milne and his family and his story will be the central story of Air Hunters on BBC One television. Guys, lovely to have you in. Good luck. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
BBC Radio Northampton.